Welcome to 2 inches Deep. It's your boy, The Rock on the mic. We got Coach Jackson Bozarth and Sad Boy Zach Grant coming to you from a garage in Las Vegas. Sponsored by Dickie's Barbecue, legit Texas barbecue, as we talk about, and the only Jeep only.
Yes, sir.
Go get your Wranglers.
Or whatever.
Anyway, good episode for you guys tonight. Before we start here, we wanted to tell you guys, check out our last Real Life Wednesdays. We're changing the name from an intermission report to Real Life Wednesdays. That's what they are now. And last time we talked about fear. It was a great episode. We went pretty deep into it. Next one will be more uplifting, we promise. It won't be as somber. But coming to you Wednesday again, Real Life Wednesdays. Anyway, let's get into it. So before I ask, how's everyone's week been?
It was good until today for me.
Oh, yeah, I bet. How about you, Jax?
Another day, another dollar. Not a whole lot.
I'm sure you have a lot to say. Yeah. I just said that because, you know, I know me and Zach had a tough day today. You know, football-wise.
Not me.
I know. Okay. I think I'll just get off my chest. You know, I'm a Bears fan.
Are you, though?
I did root for the Ravens today, too.
Of course you did.
Who did the Bears play today?
Saints. And they lost. They didn't play them. They just lost.
You know what's crazy is that you sent a streak picture, like, as your game was playing. And it was a Browns game. It wasn't the Bears game.
I don't have the pass, the game pass.
Mm-hmm.
I just couldn't find it on TV.
Yeah, the great ones adjust. It's called Buffalo Wild Wings. Yeah.
Crack streams is really nice.
Listen, I had a nice mimosa in the morning.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Keto-friendly one?
Yeah, it was like this, like, zero calorie. They're like nasty.
So it just like, didn't taste good at all, is what you're really. Saying.
And it was with champagne. Yeah, I can have champagne. And I also had, like, you know, some fucking low carb, what are those, like, loaded bagels called with, like, the salmon on them?
Lox.
Lox, yeah, there you go. I had that. She was gas. But, you know, wasn't gas, was the Bears, play calling.
Fighting.
Yeah, you know, it's like when you start off 5-1 and you just start tanking from there, it's just not a good look for the team. Big Dick Nick doesn't show up. Like, he must have ED or something. And then Ravens again. I'm just stop on for a little bit. I just heard, I actually didn't know this, Ronnie Stanley tore his ACL. But after he signed the biggest contract you could probably get, you know, for him.
You something like that.
Yeah, that's pretty big for linemen. They're not going to Super Bowl.
We play them next week, so I don't want to bash them at all.
Good.
Yeah.
Anytime I bash a team, I get my fucking dick kicked in.
Before you boast, let me hear about you. Performance of the Browns.
Last week.
Maybe it was the weather.
Yeah. The Raiders aren't fun. We practiced in that shit all week. I watched Baker's post-game interview, and they're like, does the weather have anything to do with you? He was like, yeah, it was pretty tough. Like, fucking Raiders out here in Vegas, not used to the weather. Like, what the fuck? But last week I came on here and said that the Browns are going to go to the Super Bowl. I would like to say that the Browns are not, in fact, going to go to the Super Bowl.
You refute that statement. I refute that statement.
Yes, I do. We couldn't even get an end zone today. We had Cody Parkey out there fucking kicking field goals.
Yeah,
I'll say it's former Bears
games,
kicker.
Yeah, if a win or loss depends on Cody Parkey, we're not winning another game all season. Alex can tell you about that one.
Mm-hmm. Fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are for sure sad. That blows. You know, the Colts just love to start off in a shitty fashion. So it's like we get the ball and then we get a block kick. So it's awesome, you know what I mean? Because, like, it just gets my blood going a little bit when I see my team just absolutely fumble. And then you just see Phillip Rivers, who happens to look like my dad, very red. And it just brings back so much PTSD. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
After that, we kind of showed that we are a really good defense. And it was, I could say, honestly, this is the first time we're in week 8 or 9. So we're in week 8. This isn't the first time in 8 weeks of being a Phillip Rivers fan that I can say I didn't think he was going to throw an interception. Like, he actually wasn't close. Not to say that next week
it'll probably
change. No, he didn't. He didn't. And it was like he actually cut the ball very well. Granted, we did play the Lions, so I can't.
You know, my favorite thing to see is watch Phillip Rivers run.
Oh, dude.
The pocket's so
yeah. Long. He's one hip replacement away from freaking dying on the field.
It,
yeah, I mean, other than that, there's not really a whole lot to say about the Colts because we put up 41 points, but it was really so to see. We got a defensive touchdown, which is nice. But like our offense is so boring. Like I can honestly say as a fan, our offense is so boring. We run the ball, run the ball, run the ball. We get like 3 yards and then we're going to do an RPO. And we're just like a time of possession team, which is fine. But when you play like a really good team, like the Ravens that we come up, and I looked at our schedule and it's kind of scary. We play the Ravens. We play the Steelers still. We play the Titans twice, Texans twice. Who else do we have? We have quite a bit.
I think you're right with the Texans.
We'll see. I mean, we always find a way to hurt my feelings. Deshaun Watson just loves to put like 400 on me. But like now we're tied for first, so we are really in control of our own destiny. But I think next week is kind of one of the first tests we've really had of who we are as a football team, especially for
defense. So
yeah, and that's what I was going to talk about. It's like this number one defense that we have. It's going to be really interesting because I just don't really know if I buy in all the way. If we win next week or even keep it close, like where it's within the fourth quarter and we have a chance to win, I'm all the way in. And then they'll probably lose like the Jaguars one more time, and then I'll just say that I'm all the way out, and then I'll cry on the podcast. But this week, I'd be really ecstatic for a win, but it's the Lions.
And you're coming off a bye, correct?
Coming off a bye, so I expect shit like this. Right. I expect us to win, but I just really don't know what's next. I don't know what's next. We play, like I said, the Ravens, and then after that, we have a short week and play the Titans. Mm. So the stretch going downhill is not
are you
not friendly.
Where are you playing Baltimore?
We play in Indy. So
nice.
I don't really know how I feel about that though. It doesn't like Lamar in Indoor Stadium might be slinging the rock, especially given the fact that like they played the Steelers and they just fumbled the bag, really. They played such a sloppy game, and I just don't think that the Ravens are going to do that again. So,
yeah,
we literally have to be a perfect football team to beat some of these teams because we are so limited. T.Y. Hilton loves to find a way to get hurt every single game. It's awesome. Like, he literally caught a pass and fell down, and then the injury report comes out. He's like, T.Y. Hilton, groin, out for the rest of the game. I don't know if he even wants to be a Colt anymore at this rate, so... That's what we have. And we literally are just we are so young. So I don't really know what else is going to happen. That's kind of my tangent for the Colts is I'm happy. 5-2 is great. Tied for first. But it is the Detroit Lions, a team that's more worried about cars and automobiles than they are about football and winning games.
They're worried about cars?
Ford Field, buddy. Ford Field. I'm glad you caught that reference, though.
I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah. So cool. Detroit really just doesn't give a shit. So. Can't be too excited, but a W is a W.
I agree. Fantasy. I'm actually looking pretty good this week off like a 3-game losing streak. Hopefully I can beat Mitch.
Let me see. I want to see the Mitch score.
Mitch kind of clapping those cheeks, buddy.
Oh, you're down right now, but he...
I have two to play.
He has two to play. He has Mike Evans.
Okay.
He has Mike down? Evans. He's down by 8, okay, so he needs at least
fine.
9 points.
He should be fine.
By Mike Evans.
And a kicker or just Mike Evans?
No, just Mike Evans. So that's the thing, though, is like Mike Evans has had two catches because I have him in my other league and he's had two catches in the past two games.
If Tom Brady gives him two touchdowns like he did before, it was solid.
You might be lucky because Chris Godwin's out and Antonio Brown's still not allowed to play, so that's like his number one receiver.
Right. Besides but, you know, that, I've seen him play. He doesn't try hard enough. He used to be that guy.
Mike Evans doesn't try hard enough?
No. Not with Tom Brady. Not with Tom Brady.
I'm sure Mike Evans.
Tom Brady can dime up anyone. Mm-hmm. So, but Mike used to be that guy when he had, what's his name? Jameis Winston.
Oh, what's his name? Yeah, I'm sure Mike Evans, because I know he's listening to this podcast, is really thrilled to see three Caucasian white guys in their mom's garage listening to a guy saying, yeah, he doesn't try hard enough.
Right.
And listen, then Mike, listening to us, like the irony behind that statement is so, so outlandish. I love it.
Just prove me wrong, Mike.
Yeah.
Jeez.
One catch for 6 yards incoming.
We're also playing the Giants, so I'm not too worried. You know what I'm saying? There's no coverage.
You never
no
know. The Bengals beat the Titans this week, so you never know what's going to happen in NFL. Every team's a good team.
That's true, you know.
Except the Jets.
Well, I mean, the Bears beat the fucking Bucks, so.
You know how they do, like, when the Lions went 0-16 and they're talking about how Alabama could probably beat the Lions and shit like not that? Sure. Like, I think a college football team could actually beat the Jets.
Really?
Really. I'm actually talking about it. Sam Darnold is decent. and everyone else is actually trash on that team. Like, I can't name five players on the Jets, and then I'll give you $10.
Oh, they.
Yeah, see, you see what I'm saying? Like, now that they don't have Le'Veon Bell, like, it was Sam Darnold, Le'Veon Bell, Robbie Anderson's now a Carolina Panther, so I literally can't name five players on the Jets.
Damn.
Christian Herndon, but I don't even know if he's on there anymore. He's
hurt. I couldn't name five players on the Bears, so.
That is true.
Now I can name like 5-4, maybe.
4 or 5? There you go. 5-4.
No, I can name a lot. But what's it called? What was I going to say? About, what's the last thing you're talking about?
I was talking about how the Jets would probably lose to the college football team.
They're just going to go 0-16?
Because, you know, I think it's a real Browns possibility. Did
that almost 1 year, but then they, for some reason, no, won one game.
We went 1-15 and then went 0-16 the next year.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy. I said a really spicy take that Adam Gase was going to be fired after, like, week two.
No, he's still not.
And he's still not fired after being 0-8. And
he must have some, like, good words, you know, good
speeches. Dude, he's fucking someone's daughter out there. Let me just tell you that. There's some,
no,
you know, something fishy going down in New York. I don't know.
Not for real. But I'm good, bro. Fantasy. Fucking Colts defense got me 15 points. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. It's crazy that if you look at, you know, we give you all those points, but if you look at Matt Stafford's stats, he went for like 300 yards and we still find a way to win. Like, that's the Colts mantra right there. Number one defense in the league, but we do that.
And if y'all hear that, that's my laptop bugging.
Yeah, working extra. No,
that's a laptop queef right there. That's what we call that.
It needs an oil change. Anyway, enough about football. People don't want to hear about it. Let's do our dumbass of the week. Mm. Brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue.
Legit.
That's what I'm talking about. I'll go get your ribs. Jackson will hook it up.
Oh, God.
My mom said thanks.
Yeah, you know what? Honestly, I want to talk about that, though, because you can kiss my fucking white ass, bro. Works so your dumbass could get drunk all week.
Mm, you picked up a
shit. All week?
No, it's just like I was there by myself this weekend. And, you know, it's crazy because I was sitting there for like 2 hours and it was not popping off. So I was like talking and I was like, bro, you can just leave. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to shut down early.
Second he leaves.
And right as I said that, bro, all the rednecks started coming in, bro.
Halloween, fuck it.
And it's just like, and it's funny to me because the rednecks have like three questions that they'll come in. Do you have hot links? No. Do you have banana pudding? No. Are you barbecue? And it's like.
Right.
Bro, the two things that your fat ass doesn't want, I don't have. But talking about fat people, I want to talk about my dumbass of the week is Rod Wave.
Oh no, he's sad too though.
I love his music.
Oh God, he is a certified sad boy. Like, I
love his music though.
On the pod and everything, and his music's good. Like Rags to Riches Part 2 with Lil Baby.
Mm.
Bro, I put that shit on repeat.
Honestly. Yeah, bro, I'll tell you.
Not gonna lie, so there's like a multitude of reasons why he could be sad, some or dumbass. Some would probably say his weight. I'm gonna say he was in some sort of concert, and I think it was like down south. I think it was in like Atlanta or something like that. Maybe in his hometown, he was doing the concert, and like there was people there, right? And he comes on with his entourage, and like obviously there's some sort of people performing before him, and nothing was going on. And right as he comes on, and Rod Wave is obviously a chunk boy, like he's a chunk boy. Like, we respect that around here, Dickie's Barbecue, right?
Right, we love that. But, we love those guys.
He came up, and right as he was about to perform, like falls to the stage.
No way.
Yeah,
and the stage collapses.
Like, for all my chonk boys in the world right now, like you're definitely on the hot seat right now. You're definitely probably feeling really good because if Rod Wave's doing it, falling through the stage, what makes you think that you're not
going to do
it? Right.
And the crazy part about that video is that he's in front of one of his boys that happens to be a part of his entourage, right? And as he's falling, the guy behind him pushes him forward so that he doesn't fall on him. Which is just like even more a sad move, but still, Rod Wave is the dumbass. You know what I mean? Right. He should have known. He should have probably done a couple test runs and stuff like that. But
yeah,
stomp runs
stage a couple times.
I do, you know. So that's my dumbass of the week. But I do want to pose the question: like, what kind of vibe is a Rod Wave concert? Is it
that's
all
a good
his songs sound the same? So like, do you go in? He's like, I've talked about this before. I think a little bit. I went to Life is Beautiful last year. And, you know, I was definitely enjoying myself. And Post Malone came on and for whatever reason, like, was crying on stage and shit. Right. Probably because he was wearing a Dak Prescott jersey. But but he's crying on stage and it just ruined the vibe. So, like, I can't imagine a sad, like, going to a concert and be like, what the fuck is up, Atlanta? And then playing, like, My Heart's on Ice and stuff.
Yeah.
My Heart on Ice, you know. I just don't really know the vibe that you got to go in. Like, which...
You know, I think you have to go with just like you're gonna sing, because I listen to him constantly, and I'm not on his level sad. I don't think I'm at all sad, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. I just like to hear the pain in his voice. He's right. telling a story, and I'm just be like, I feel you, bro. You know, like, I got you.
I mean, just how many sad songs can you make, though?
That True. All sound the same? They're all about same.
I'm a Broadway fan. Don't get me wrong. Same. But we all fall through stages once in a part of our life. Like, I get it.
I don't know. Have you heard the beef?
So, like hamburger beef?
Both. PNB Rock said that musicians have to stop making sad music. And right away was like,
PNB Rock said that?
Yeah.
I know PNB Rock.
Yeah. No, he said that. He said that. He's like,
Misunderstood, bro.
No, listen, he's like, Yanni's just not making like a heartbreak music or something like that. And Robbie was like, fuck you. I'm about to pull up on you. Like, he was serious. Okay. He's like, don't come to Florida or some shit like that.
Come to Florida.
That's what he said. And I was holy shit. All right.
On that Rod Wave thing, I feel like at a Life is Beautiful setting, you can't have him perform.
But if he's bread and butter, though. Like, what else does he? I don't know a Rod Wave song where you're like, damn, like.
This is a party song.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like.
This is a party song.
I feel like it has to be like his own event. Cause like you gotta go there sad. Like if it's at Life is Beautiful
and tears,
like,
hey, tears. Yeah.
He gets on the mic. He's like, "What's up, Atlanta? We're all gonna get on level."
yeah.
We're all sad right now. Like I just can't.
Mm-hmm. Get some tissue boxes.
You can't go from like a Rod Wave stage to like Travis Scott right after.
Yeah, if he you gotta put him in the back.
That's bro. What I'm saying. You gotta do something with his ass.
Like there's no one saying encore, encore. Like again, like bro, it's a one time. It's a one hitter quitter right there.
Yeah.
But that's my sad, or not even sad, that's my dumbass of the week. I have a sad one coming out later on, but we'll talk about that later.
This could be sad or dumb. It depends on how you take it. But Mike D'Antoni, the old Rockets coach,
mm-hmm.
was hired to be an assistant to his former player, Steve Nash. Mm. And I just feel like for your career, like you've been a head coach for 10 plus years, and...
Now you're an assistant coach.
And you're going to go.
That maybe he just doesn't want the responsibility anymore because he's gotten thrashed in his career. Because he's had.
Maybe.
If you look at his career, he's had historic teams
yeah.
that just don't win a championship.
I was just going to say, like, if you looked at his win loss record, it probably doesn't look bad.
No.
But, like, the teams that he's had and hasn't really made it any.
I mean, if you
past the second round.
If you look at the run and gun Suns, right?
Yeah.
So you have those, and you obviously have the Rockets, and then who he was part of. Yeah, he was the coach of the Knicks.
Yeah, well, they're not shit.
With Carmelo and Amari.
And that's right. He did go over there. He was an assistant over there.
The Lakers, when they rebuilt and they did Steve Nash,
mm-hmm.
Dwight, and Kobe. Yeah. I think he just doesn't want the responsibility.
I think that, you know, that assistant coach will help Steve Nash.
I think so, too. But for his career, I think that's a dumb move.
He's on the tail end of it.
But here's my thing. I don't even say he's in the tail end. He's a coach. I would say... I understand where Zach's coming from in this, but I also think that I think he's accepted who he is as a coach because the way that the NBA is going right now is that you get two superstars and a supporting cast of like six decent people, right? And you win a national championship, you win a championship.
Yeah.
So it's like, I feel like I don't hear anyone going and be like, I want to go play for Mark D'Antoni.
Right.
I don't hear anyone saying that shit. I think he's left beef with Chris Paul.
Yes.
I think he's left beef with James Harden, obviously. There's just a lot of people that he has ill regard to. So I think the responsibility level for him is like, I'd rather go be a mentor to someone that I was already a mentor to, help him have a veteran presence.
Amari's there too.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they have a good coaching staff with the Knicks. And that gives him an opportunity because the Nets really have an opportunity to win a championship next year.
They do.
If you really think about it, I mean, they have an actual team.
They should. They should contend at least.
And that goes back to the formula with the NBA. So you have two superstars. So you have Kyrie Irving and you have Kevin Durant. And then you have supporting cast. You
Spencer
have
Dinwiddie.
Jared Allen. I mean, mm-hmm. you have actual decent people. DeAndre Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
That they
stay healthy.
You know, the NBA and speaking of the NBA, I think they said they're going to start
December.
Was it December? Yeah, because I think Adam Silver.
They were active on Instagram today.
Christmas. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think they want to do it. So Adam Silver wants to do it before Christmas, and then the commission, or the Players Commission, which is ran by
Chris Paul
and Malcolm Brogdon, they said they wanted to do it Martin Luther King Day.
I like that.
So.
When is that, the 21st? 19th?
Yeah, it's the 21st of like January.
I think. Yeah.
Yep.
So after New Year's.
Yeah.
No, it's not a bad idea either way.
I think for the NBA, it makes sense they want to do it as Christmas because no one's doing anything on Christmas, and you obviously want to watch basketball. And the jerseys for Christmas are unreal. Yeah. Always a fun thing in the NBA.
I didn't like the sleeved ones though; those ones are dumb.
Really, I like
in 16. No,
I like those. I thought those were kind of sick.
That was pretty cool too.
I don't know, but I do like that you're dumb as is that because I think he is for sure the way that his career is going is.
It was quick,
it's
too.
Shitty. It's kind of shitty.
It was like he took that job quick.
But I think he also knew, though, too.
He wasn't going to get it too, good.
I also think, though, in his contract, they knew last year, and I think it was Morley, who was the GM, was like, hey, if you don't win a championship this year, like, we're done.
Yeah.
We're done trying this. And I don't know where the Rockets go from that. They haven't even hired a head coach yet.
No.
Well, because they got rid of Morley. Fertitta still owns it, so I don't know what they're going to do. Rockets are in kind of shambles right now. I don't like Russ on the Rockets, no. Really. I don't think him and James Harden game translate anymore.
Yeah, they don't mesh well.
They did when they were in the Thunder, and James Harden was
a backseat role.
Was that, you know what I mean? Came in and ran the show, but...
They're both ISO players.
And exactly. And it just doesn't work in the NBA right now. It'll get you a lot of wins in the regular season, but...
That's what they are, right?
When you have to go play LeBron.
Yeah, it's right. Tough.
It'll fold.
So I'll guard James.
That was a good nominee.
Mine is a little backstory before I get into it, and my dumbass isn't going to be named. For their safety.
Oh, that's the best.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Those are the best ones.
But you know, it was Halloween yesterday. We're recording this November 1st. Happy November, everyone. Time change actually fucked me up this morning.
Did.
Yeah, I was like driving. I was like, holy shit, like am I late to something? Like it was like 10 when it was actually like 9. I was like, what the fuck?
Is it political to say that I don't like daylight savings?
We didn't do that shit in Arizona.
In Arizona, they don't do it in Hawaii.
They do now, but we didn't do that shit in Arizona.
But like, is it a political savvy thing to say I would rather it just be sunny at 6 o'clock?
No, it's not political. I don't think.
No, I don't
unless
mind
you
it.
Start saying like,
I don't mind that you get an extra hour of sleep.
I don't like when it's 4 o'clock at night.
Yeah, and then it goes to fucking
dark.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
That's when it's winter though.
Like, I don't need it to be sunny at 5 a.m. I really don't care.
No.
Like, what am I doing? First of all, I'm not up at 5 a.m. anymore. Like, who am I trying to prove?
Right.
But I just didn't know if someone was going to be like, oh, yeah, this dude's a totally fucking MAGA fan because he doesn't want daylight. You know what I mean? I just don't need that. That's how they rock's
presentation today.
I don't know. I like to sleep some more, but that's not going to be like that no longer. It's just that one day out of the year. But we had the Halloween party last night. And me and my girlfriend dressed up as Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy, arguably best costume idea ever. We actually killed everyone. Loved the costume.
Was there superlatives there?
With
like,
what
was your guys' competition? This guy doesn't even know what superlatives are. It's like,
yeah, because I know what you're trying to say. It's superlatives.
Yeah,
that too.
Like slurring words
right here. Maybe.
You know, it wasn't much competition like that. We had like distinct characters. Other people were like, I'm dressing up as a cowboy.
There wasn't couples like that, huh?
Right. There wasn't people matching. Like, if the couples did match, it was like some stuff like, oh, we're two clowns who have like bloody shirts. Or I'm like, okay. You know.
We're doing the purge 6 years.
Right. Yeah, I get it. I'll give them props for dressing up. Mm-hmm. You know, for Halloween, I get it. But there was no one else there. Like distinct characters. There was Fred and Daphne.
There was a lot Scooby-Doo. Of people that wanted Scooby-Doo stuff.
Right. Generic. Come on. Merman and Barnacle, we killed this shit. We would have won.
Was so funny. He said, "Did Jackson go as
Man Ray?"
Yeah, that's what it was.
Who's Man Ray though? Exactly.
The guy in red with the blue shit.
Yeah, the one where they did the episode where he was like, was like talking about his wallet. Do you not remember that? That's one of the fucking funniest scenes.
This guy doesn't watch SpongeBob.
Yeah. I did, but my dad was just weird.
This is fuck SpongeBob.
Like,
so it's seven and up.
Drake and Josh was like my peak.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
that was a good
SpongeBob
show.
SpongeBob was like, you find this shit funny. And I was like 6 years old. Laughing my ass off. And like, I didn't understand.
He's fucking soft.
He was watching old school and shit. And I didn't understand what the hell. It was a Fight Club.
This is a Gandhi movie.
He's like, you want to watch
real shit.
Watch this shit.
Yeah.
Lord of the Rings was coming on and everything. Like, 6 years old. I'm like, fucking SpongeBob.
Yeah. No, but we were killing the party, right? Down to the T. And here's the thing. Walking to the party, the music wasn't playing, so that's, to me, that's an issue, okay?
Red flag number one.
Right. And I didn't, you know, have to have music. Also, as soon as I got there, because I kind of ate light that day, straight to drinking, you know? And it was shot of vodka, chased it with a Jaeger bomb.
That's dangerous.
That was the morale. And that was the morale the whole night. I did that every single time. I did a shot of vodka chased with a Jaeger bomb. And then
a shot of vodka chased with a Jaeger bomb.
I was just going with it, but I wasn't going
to
say anything.
To me, Jaeger bombs taste like juice. It's absolutely nothing. It's like so good.
Was it sugar-free Red Bull, though?
It was. No,
I'll see that.
Keto. And then I had to have my seltzers on the side. But, you know, as that went on, and then no food in your stomach, the phasing began to happen where you're like phasing in and out of consciousness. Like, I remember this part. And then, oh, what happened here? Type stuff, you know, whatever.
So are you saying that you're the dumbass for not eating?
No, no. No, because I think I partied properly. I danced. I mingled, socialized.
Party.
Define mingle.
As in, I've seen a lot of familiar faces who I haven't seen before. Mm. Like, what's up,
interesting.
Guys?
Interesting. Guys?
Interesting choice of words again.
He saved it with guys.
A lot of old friends, you know.
A lot of guys were there.
Yeah. A lot of dicks. A lot of dicks.
And then, listen. And it comes to a point in a party, and it's, it doesn't happen at every party, but there's some parties when it gets to a certain amount of people, you know.
COVID.
True. Mm-hmm. What's it called? Some people don't like each other, have beef, and that beef sometimes gets in the way of your fun.
Yes.
When it's one of your acquaintances, and it comes to the point where you're trying to have a good time, blah, 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 and some shit happens where they're trying to fight, you know, and they're trying to solve problems with violence. I'm just gonna keep it there.
See, here's my thing, is you're confusing me with your political views now, because sometimes a good fucking knuckle sandwich is all,
you know, it's all cool, but you know, it's Halloween, I'm not trying to make it to a fight night, you know. Let's just enjoy the vibe. My mom was gonna bring us cake pops that she made. My sister made. Right. And y'all trying to fight right now? Like, chill out, you know. And I told motherfuckers leave. You know, and that kind of ruined my night, because
basically saying he's soft.
It was a downward spiral, but my dumbasses are to those people who like to ruin that shit, you know, for other people.
Mm. Before we get into what I know you're going to segue in, I do want to ask this, because we didn't really like talk about Halloween at all. I mean, we've talked about Halloween before, how I'm kind of a hater on it, but I wanted to know like the best dressed thing you've ever done for Halloween, because I have a couple, because I used to be into it, bro.
Yeah.
And when I got into high school and shit, and like, you would see girls wear the same fucking outfit 3 years running. It's like, you know,
right,
change up your criteria. Yeah, thing, right. You know, slutty best priest isn't doing it for me.
Slutty priest.
So, I wanted to ask you guys what your best costume, like top three best costumes you guys have ever done before.
Mama said last night, that's in the top three. I was a barnacle boy. I think the Merman made it.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was just like, it was too good. Like, everyone knew what I was at automatic, except my dad. He's like, "You a sailor?" He said, "You a gay sailor?" I was like,
"Oh, all right, my God.
Navy."
Right. And stuff like that. And
Coast
then,
Guard. Gotcha.
Yeah. It had to be 1 year. No, it wasn't 1 year. Like, 4 years running. I was Power Ranger. And I was like, what? Like, from like age fucking like four to like six or 77 or something like that. You know, I think red. It was always red.
Because if you're any other color, I would have called you a pussy.
That ass? Because red one's the leader.
Because that's the only one I know.
Right. And then if you say one more, shoot. After that, it was kind of just like weird ass costumes I'd wear. But I think 1 year I was Zorro. I think so no other kid was Zorro but me.
I feel like you're capping just a little bit. Did you actually pick out your outfit, or did your girl pick out your outfit? Because the stuff you're wearing right now is definitely not your outfit.
Oh, yeah, I know. Now, this one, that was on me, and she was 90% against doing it. She was like, "You don't want to do anything else?"
What were the options?
Firefighter, Dalmatian.
Were you going to be the dog?
No.
Okay.
You're funny. It was like some other ones that she's recommended, like Fred and Daphne.
Good one.
Or Fred Flintstone and his wife.
Another
guy. Oh, nice. That's nice.
See, now those are to come, but this one to me was just a hitter. Like, this one's gonna win.
I haven't seen it before either.
What?
That is true.
Like, I haven't seen that one done.
That is original.
That's what I'm saying. It's a winner.
Okay, so you would say those are your top three. I have fucking originals out the ass. Okay.
Let's see.
You guys know who Richard Simmons is?
No.
Yes.
Richard Simmons, 1 year. Guy was like a 1980s like gay fitness guy. So I was fucking doing jumping jacks and shit.
Now I know who you are.
You know what I mean? I was doing that, dude. Fuck that. I had these people going. Fruit of the Loom grape.
Oh, wow. I like that. I like
that.
All right. Sorry for the technical difficulties. I like to move my mic sometimes.
Sounds good.
Anyways, I was Richard Simmons 1 year. Fruit of the Loom grape, which I honestly think that one was
it
top
one grape
tier.
Or a whole grape
thing? Dog, it was a whole grape. I'll post a picture on our Instagram so you guys know I'm not playing around.
Yeah, we should, yeah.
And then another year, I think, I mean, those are obviously my top 2 years by far. I think I was like, I don't know, it might come to me. I used to be a big Halloween guy, and then I like grew up. So I'm going to pass the mic to Sad Boy Zach.
I think I only have two. I guess I have three. I think my best one was last year. I had a genie vest, and then my genie lamp was, you know, where my junk was.
Mm.
And at the end of the lamp, there was like this white stuff coming out.
I love it.
And on the side,
it rubbed it for good luck, right?
It says rub
genie
me.
Come out. Yeah. Yeah. I love that.
Another year, I think it was junior year of high school. I had this fat like whoopee cushion thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sully from Monsters Inc.
Yeah.
I had like a pajama onesie.
Yeah,
those were probably my top.
When is it too old to trick or treat? Because if like a 16-year-old comes to my house,
16,
I'm gonna be like, bro.
Yeah, teen. I would say teen.
Really? Right here, man.
High school, really? Maybe.
My last time I went trick or treating was a sophomore in high school.
Mm.
We went as a collective group. Like, I wasn't planning on it. They're like, let's go trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, whatever.
Did you bring, like, a pillow? Like, I was always a pillowcase kind of guy.
I think pillowcase is just vintage. It's easy.
But I can honestly say that I'm not a candy guy anymore. Like, I just can't sit down and eat some Skittles or anything like that. I just can't do it anymore. I'm a hot tamale kind of guy, so that just speaks to my character, obviously.
Right.
Trying to find this picture so you guys can see me being a grape. But.
Well, while he finds that picture, this was transitioning into our next segment, Mount Fleshmore, on Sundays, baby. This week's Mount Fleshmore is going along the party theme, and we are doing our Mount Fleshmore of party fouls.
Mm.
Yeah. So, did you find that picture yet?
Yeah, I'll get to it, but I know I already have like 8 party fouls. So
are we doing a number?
I'm Siri to boot it. Yeah, Siri, put a number between 1 and 100.
It's 75.
Oh damn, on the dot. Jeez, that's crazy. So that means I'll go last.
All right. So, sorry, I'm gonna pull this up real quick because I have a list too, just in case y'all take some of mine.
Yeah. I'm ready.
So this one has happened to me. Maybe 2 or 3 times, but this is an automatic party over.
Mm.
And if it's the cops come.
Okay. Ooh, good pick.
There's no like, oh yeah, they came, you know. And even if they left after, it's like we gotta be quiet. We gotta, you know, turn off music or this and that. It's not fun no more. You know, it kind of ruins the vibe. For sure, a fucking party foul.
Mm.
And I can't say like you can avoid it. You know, if you guys get loud, you get loud. You know, there's no, and especially if it's like over like 60 people, half of them gonna leave automatic. So I think that's one of the biggest ones.
That's a good pick. Yeah. I didn't even have that on my list. I didn't even think about that. That's crazy. Good pick.
Or to go along with it, and I hope you didn't take one of yours, but like if parents come, you know, same thing, same principle.
Get the fuck out of my house. I've had that before.
Mine's pretty obvious. I would say I have drunk girls on here. I would say just sloppy drunk people in general.
Oh, yeah.
Along with like throw up.
Especially, like, in the house, you fuck. Good
in
one.
The bathroom or like fucking just right by the couch, there's just a pile of puke. It's like, all right, dude, like I'm out of here.
You just have to deal with those people. Like, you got to clean it up. Even if it's like, if it's your house,
yeah,
you got to make sure somebody cleans it up or you.
And the drunk person will never clean up their
own. Oh, they can't function.
Never. Facts.
Well, after you're drunk, bro, it's that point where your body just like shuts down. Yeah.
Bro, and it's the smell though too.
It's
the smell where it's just like, bro, what the like.
Especially when it dries, it's like fucking.
Bro, senior year, I had to almost do CPR on a kid because he was fucking vomiting out of the mouth and shit, and then he like went into shock and everything, I couldn't find a pulse, bro.
Damn.
Couldn't find a pulse. This motherfucker is 15 years old, bro. 15 years old and... Oh my God. Yeah. Doing that shit, that's the worst buzzkill too, bro. It's just like, what the fuck are you doing, kid? Yeah. Hold your liquor. That's a good one.
I've only thrown up once. And that's because I was on a vegan diet that week.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought drinking would be a great idea.
Had some beer and shit.
I drank all of the sugary alcohols.
Mm.
Fucked up my body.
I'll tell you a funny throw-up story. We've had him on the podcast.
Yeah.
I think we actually talked about it on the episode called Something New. So we got into a really nice house. It was right after a state game. We're all moving and grooving, bro. and said person had too much to drink, and then he decided he was going to pick up a new hobby that night called jeweling, which was like a big fad in 2018. Big fad, bro. Or 2017. It just started, and he didn't realize what a thing called nicotine does to your tum-tum. Mm, and so he had a little bit too much, and I caught him literally like laying down. He's like, let's go home. So I said, let's go home. And we're in a very nice home, and we couldn't find our way out of the house. So we run to the front door, and he's like, open the door, open the door. And I'm trying to open this door, but for whatever reason, this door was bionic and just didn't want to open up.
It was locked.
And so the mom, who's like there, super cool, was like, hey boys, come over here. And so we go through like this dining room, and has like all this intricate art and everything like that. I'm like, damn, like I'm walking through this. And we're kind of like in a human centipede sort of like eye formation. And all I hear is, and right then and there, I got like in a 4440, just started beelining out of the house, and it just projectile vomited just like,
oh,
like all around the room.
With the mom?
With the mom right in front of there too, like just watched the entire thing happen. I honestly think I got a little spill on my back and everything. Oh, it was like a nice cool graze. And I just remember seeing that, and I was like, wow, like this is what we're going to do. And then having to pick up his throw up. If that doesn't if that doesn't speak about friendship, I don't know what does. Okay, so I have two. Ever walked in on someone like fucking in a party that just kind of ruins the mood? You're like, bro, like you couldn't like cars outside.
Unfortunately, I've never had the.
Unfortunately or fortunately?
What's the more proper term? Because I
would probably say fortunately, but I mean, I would. Yeah.
No, I said fortunately, but I don't know, you guys maybe double thing, but I haven't had that happen to me.
It's the worst. It's not fun. I'm going to be honest with you. Saw. Like, it's funny when it's your friend.
Yeah.
It's funny when it's your friend, but when you walk in on someone like you don't know or that you're not very cool with, you're like,
yeah,
bro, come on. Or it's like it's in a location that does not need to be fornicating in. That's not fun.
Yeah.
Like outside where everyone can see, whatever. And then there's just like that one guy in a party that's fucking screaming in your ear. You know what I mean? The guy that's obviously had like three or four drinks, but like, hey bro, how you doing? It's like, bro, if you don't shut the fuck up, like I'm right here. Dude, fucking sick party, am I right? I'm like, bro,
And they have to like lean into your ear and just yell.
Yeah, and it's like you could just smell the Coors Light, which is like the worst beer you could obviously have. And you're like, bro, like, please just stop talking. Like, or the guy, and with the yelling people, it's typically the guys that like are too up on you and the fact like, dude, you're my fucking boy, bro. I fucking love you. And it's like,
I die for you.
Dude, you were just trying to speak game at my girl 2 weeks ago. Like, don't talk about that shit. You know what I mean? So those are like my first two.
I like that. All right. I do one, right?
Oh, my God.
This is my first time being first.
So
this one.
That's what she said.
So alcohol is expensive. You know, especially like when you go to a party, I think it's the best to buy cheap alcohol.
I disagree.
Plastic bottle. Disagree.
Disagree very much so. Oh. If someone is turning up a Natty Light, you just kind of know the connotation of what that party is.
Obviously, beer is beer, but
disagree with that.
I'm talking about
very much so.
Vodka, tequila, all that. Buy the cheaper stuff. It gets the job done. But at this point, it's also, this is my expensive thing. If someone does bring a bottle and it's glass and it ends up, and it's like, say, it's the only thing. Y'all just have one bottle of vodka y'all sharing, it's a small funk, and it breaks or something. Or, you know, shit gets fucking, I don't know. That's just like, wow, we have nothing to do. Just let's just drink this case of fucking White Claw, which White Claw doesn't get the job done on us. It's like 6 or 12 of them. So that's one thing I hate, is when the one liquor just goes to waste. But it's all good.
See, I stay away from those alcohols, so it really doesn't bother me. Like, that's why I was like, I disagree, because I'm more of like a...
You know, I've had somebody bring wine to a party.
Yeah.
That's a power move.
Yeah. That's not a power move.
That's a power move.
Get out.
That's called, wow. You're not fun. That guy's there for one purpose only, and we don't need to talk about that purpose.
Right, right. Anyway.
Mine, I guess, I had fighting on here, but you kind of took that one. Mine, I guess, would be the music cutting in and out.
Oh.
You know, you walk, or if there's no music, and it's like... Or if it's like a little baby song and then you're going to fucking country right after, it's like, all right, dude, like, can we keep the same vibe?
Yeah, inconsistency.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many times I need to hear no music. I like that shit's annoying as fuck, bro. This guy hasn't been to a Gorman party and
no music.
It's like no music.
So you guys just make your own music?
Yeah, bro. And then there's like a dance circle and it's like the same moves six times over.
Yikes.
That's a good fucking pick. Okay, so I get one. I'm clicking music on accident. So whenever something breaks in the house, I've had a chandelier break. I don't throw parties, but some dude was like literally hanging off chandelier. That shit broke. That was funny. Okay, so like that, it's funny when it happens, but then it's a buzzkill when it's like, oh my God, my mom's going to fucking kill me.
Yeah.
You're going to do, that sucks, right?
Everyone get out.
I've had, what do you put dead people, urns?
Casket?
Not a casket. That would be ashes. A fucking hell of a party. Yeah. Like ashes. That shit's broke before. That one's been fun. Anytime something breaks that like has some sort of sentimental value, ruins the entire party.
That's true. Mom's fine china.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
The worst.
No, like I think you, it was at my 21st birthday. I think you left before I did this because I got sloppy drunk. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you were there, but yeah, you were there because everyone was commenting on me. I got to the point where I had this big ass, like, it's one of those like old Coca-Cola coolers with like you find in the store. And I put ice in it and I had that lid on there and I was drunk and I was just like, you know, looking at it. I didn't have the drink I wanted. So I slammed the lid and I punched it and broke it. It was like a plastic lid.
So would you say that you're an aggressive drunk or like what's going on
here? No, because I never like press anyone or fight shit. Like, I don't break shit. It's just one of those point things where I'm trying to be goofy. And then being, you know, a little too stupid.
Right.
So, yeah, I never broke anything in anyone else's house, I think.
You're not that guy.
Yeah.
Hold up. Yeah. Really? Let's talk about that.
You talk about
it. So, this is actually a funny story. So, if my mom's listening, so we're watching the Conor McGregor fight this year. We all had a few cold ones and everything like that. And Conor McGregor is coming up. And, like, even him coming out to Notorious is, like, we were just losing our mind, like, the Caucasians that we are. Yeah. And so we're losing our shit. And he gets a knockout in 40 seconds. And I don't know how, but, like...
I know how.
Ali Rock and I are across the room and we lock eyes. Like, literally just lock eyes from, like, tonight's the night. You know what I mean? That kind of night. And we just go up for a fucking shoulder bump, you know what I mean? But like, not any other shoulder bump.
Right.
Like, I was on X game mode. Like, I was like
the energy from him.
Yeah, I mean, I was on X game mode because you guys know me. I'm a Connor D rider by heart. And like I said, the alcohol for sure didn't help. And I blew the fuck up on Ali Rock. I mean, I threw his shit back.
Like, I was jumping in there, but it's one of those.
Bro, jumps I put where my shoulder. I put my all my shoulder.
It's one of those jumps where he jumps higher and like faster than me, and right. I'm like not there yet, and it. Put me back.
Yeah, bro. I gave him the biz. Let's just say that.
It put me back into like the wall.
Yeah, it went back to the wall, and then we woke up, and we didn't see it at night because it was dark.
No, I'll be honest with you. I saw it.
Oh,
no.
You saw? I didn't see it.
I turned around. I was like, oh, shit.
I didn't see it. I didn't see it. And then my mom came and woke us up in the morning, and that was the first episode we put out. And so we're sitting in the office at the time, and we're like scripting. She's like, so, everything is clean, and like everything's great and all, so like, I really appreciate that, but like, who ran it to the wall? And I remember it happening, but I didn't remember the result. And I was like, oh, I have no idea. But I knew that it was obviously us. Just like, no idea. And Alex and I looked at each other like, wasn't us. And she's like, that's really interesting.
Could not be me.
But so, yeah, that's always a good pick right there. I forgot about that. Good times.
It's me, yeah?
Yes.
People charging outside at the door to get into the party. First of all, your party's not that good. Yeah. Especially if you're out here charging people.
$5 for guys, girls going free.
Yeah. Yeah, that shit. I'm not going to any party if you're charging.
Yeah.
Dude, they did that for our senior night. Like, how fugazi is that? Like,
that probably ruined.
Bro, we've been going to high school for 4 years, and you live in a mansion. Like, right. Is it that hard?
Yeah,
like,
$5?
Are you that geeked out on that? Except I fitness the system, you know what I mean?
Party and everything, and you go there, and you have to pay, and fuck, the party's over.
So I have two more. This is a good one. So I would say the people that like go up and they're like, let's take a picture. But you take one picture and then you end up taking seven.
Right.
One, I'm not a picture guy. Two is just annoying as fuck, like trying to set up, and then you people always have that one person in the group is like, let me see it. And they look at it and it's like,
delete it.
Can't do it. Eyes are closed. And it's like everyone else looks good. And then the one picture that they're like, oh yeah, this is a good picture. You look like shit in. Always just throws my vibe off. And then I'm like, you know what? Don't think it's good. I mean, I'm not a party guy in general, but that does ruin the mood pretty good. You get one more. God, this kid gets confused every time.
Two more, because I only saw two.
Things. Oh, here's Richard Simmons. Y'all thought I was fucking playing. I had the headband and everything too. Don't fuck around.
Anyway, no, you've said three. You went first.
I said three.
Yeah, that's
what I said. Sure. Okay, I'll do a little honorable mentions. But this one is, you know, so you go to a party. I have one or two drinks. I'll go back. I won't be drunk. You know, one or two drinks can get you inspired to do more.
Right.
You know,
And
it comes to the point if you drove there. And you know you can't drive back, and we're all responsible here. We're not going to drive drunk. So it comes to the point where, like, hey, I'm just leaving my car here. Fuck it.
Oh.
Uber back. We'll in the morning. you're like, ah, shit, where's my car? Like, you know, that's a party fall for sure. And I hate doing that shit. I've done it, like, a few times. And it's been like, Mom, can you drive me to my car?
It's better than driving drunk.
True. Way safer. Always do that. But it's just
But it is waking up in the morning and being like bro, fuck.
Right, and you go to their house and see what's going on.
My buddy, who has also been on the podcast, I'll tell you guys the name after this actual story of what happened, but he forgot his backpack at a party that got not copped out but mommed out. And so he went and knocked on the door, came back, no one was at the house, so he hopped over the fence and went and got his backpack, and he came back to his shotgun, like, right in his face. But I'll tell you guys the real story.
Shit. Crazy. What is it?
It's me.
Yeah.
Every time you have to pee at a party, the bathroom is always occupied, whether it's 12 girls.
Multiple females, bro.
12 girls, people hooking up in there, and it's just like, fuck, like,
I'm about to piss in the fucking plant
over
there in the corner.
So it's not being able to pee at any party.
Yeah. And, you know, when you break that seal, it's almost game over.
Okay, so you said fighting, like fist fighting, but I'm gonna say fighting with couples. That's just the worst type of, like, going in there and just like, Megan, stop. And it's like, leave me alone, you fucking dick. And it's just like,
they're always so loud too,
dude. And
have to be.
And you know what's funny about the couples fighting is, like, some real personal shit will come out. And it's just like, really? You want to go there? That's why your dick's little. It's like, my God. And you just fight, hearing about 3 years worth of fights that have been needing to happen within 30 minutes. Exactly. So I would say that's, like, the buzzkill, because then it's always like, when that happens, it's typically, okay, it's typically your friend that's getting in a fight. And then the girls will all get in a circle and they're like, baby, it's okay. Like, don't worry about it. He's such a dickhead. Like, and then she's crying. Mm-hmm. And then the guys are like, bro, break up with your girl. And he's like, no, fuck no, bro. I fucking love my girl. She's just cap right now. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's all bad.
And then couples, you gotta drive them all home later in about 30 minutes.
Yeah, and then you guys go back to school the next day and act like nothing ever happened. And it's such a twisted cycle. I'd rather see some fist fights than a couple fighting, honestly. Fist fights, at least you're getting some sort of entertainment.
Right. All right. So is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll just honor mentions, honestly. One of them is if you have no water. So.
It's just funny. It's just funny, bro. Because
no water,
like,
or, like, no bread. Just because, like, you need something to soak up the alcohol.
I feel he's the guy at the party that goes to the fridge and shit.
See, like, that's why I started laughing, because, like, that's, like, one of the worst party fouls. Like, bro, you don't have fucking water at your party? Like, that's what you're worried about?
If it's my party, I make sure I have at least, like, 3 cases of water.
But then there's always half drink. Touches it. Yeah, there's puking. Always half drink water.
The puking, can't have it. Sobering people up, they'll thank me later.
See, you're the type of guy, bro, what do you mean you don't have the vegetable bowl? What do you mean you don't have the celery and the ranch?
I'm that guy who does do the vegetable tray every fucking party, but no one eats that shit.
I will say, though, that does come in clutch after, like, 2 beers, and you're like, damn, like, you know what would hit right now? A carrot and some ranch.
Fries.
Or, like, the cheese dip that's just sitting there, and it's now cold, but, like, it just tastes a little bit good because you're kind of drunk.
My favorite is the fruit tray, but it is dangerous. If you do it on an empty stomach, because you'll yak it up later. It's all good.
Any other
honorable mentions?
I'm trying to go through my list because I have, like, 7. So I said the yelling guy. You guys took the throwing up, sex, picture people, couples, something in the house. Don't if you're doing like a barbecue, like don't be the guy that doesn't bring anything.
Yeah, cookout.
Like that's just kind of like shitty. At least some chips. Like bring ice. Bring some ice or something like that. Like you could figure something out. Like I hate a moocher. Guy that does that shit annoys the fuck out of me.
Facts. All right. So after all said and done, our Mount Flushmore party files. Hope you guys enjoyed that. Next up, we're gonna talk about our sad boys of the week. There's a few. All right. I always get confused. Jackson starts it off. I got reading about it last week. So
yeah. So changes. We are our sad boys. 2 inches deep podcast. There was a tweet that went out on Twitter. LSU had 3 players sitting on a bench, and it's like these are always the best one with the last names. And it said Small was one of the guys' last name. The other one was White, and the other one was Cox. And then a guy named PFT Commenter, who I'm very fond of, put out literally translate to a podcast.
Here we are.
So we're sad. There's nothing. I mean, he was for sure adding us.
We'll take that. There's no such thing as bad publicity.
That's very true, but it's just sad. You know what I mean? Because you know stereotypes do hurt sometimes. We talked about Rod Wave and him being chonk, and you know just because we're podcasts doesn't mean we have fucking little dicks.
I heard 2 inches is enough. You know,
more than
I'm comfortable in my own skin. I'm just enough. Saying, like, but like it doesn't plenty. Need to go on Twitter with 700,000 engagements and shit like that.
Right, you know,
breaks my heart.
At least they know.
Oh God,
at least we're out there. Just check us out on Spotify. You're listening on Spotify or whatever. That was me. Yeah. So this one, this one, Halloween again. Sorry, it's on the topic. It just happened. Travis Scott posted. Mm-hmm. He has this obsession with like having his cars wrapped in like chocolate, like matte chocolate, like. Color and all of his Lamborghini, his like G-Wagons in it, and he had those in a picture, and he had like a Batman suit in that same color, like chocolate, and he posted it thinking he was hard. And you know, honestly, I'm a Travis Scott supporter. I thought hey, it's pretty unique, like that's his Batmobile. Mm-hmm. chocolate Batman. He got fucking like the comment section just reaming his asshole for some reason about his fit. Like that was stupid or some shit, and he got to the point where he was so pissed that he just deleted his own Instagram. Like fuck, he's just like, fuck it, you know. I like Travis Scott on Instagram. I don't know why he would delete it.
Bro, you're one of the number one rappers in the world. You impregnated Kylie Jenner. Kylie Jenner, and you're getting upset because people are on your dome.
Yeah, that's free. That's how you know you're sad.
That is so.
Yeah,
it's not really sicko mode if you ask me.
Right.
My sad boy can extend to Patriots Nation, but I'm supporting my sad boy Cam Newton. You could throw Bill Belichick in there. Patriots fans organization. The expectations were there, and it's just past 3 weeks have not been it for my guy Cam.
Somebody asked, "Is his MVP campaign over?" It's been over. It's never been there.
1 year,
honestly. All right, that's our sad boys. We gotta love him. We gotta love him and support him. At the end of the day. But I think now we're going to talk about, just to finish this off, wrap it up. I don't know. Last week, it was like some weird-ass weather change where it was cold as fuck. I don't know where.
Yeah, I got sick. That now was sick.
Now it's like hot. Today, I was rolling with the windows down. I was in a sweater today. I was like, okay, I don't need this. Yeah, I can't wait for the cold weather. But it just got me thinking of like, what's some like crazy like weather events or like a crazy story related with the weather being main factor in it that you guys have? I have a few.
I'm sure you do because one segment I can honestly say I'm not very confident in because I'm born and raised in Las Vegas and I've seen snow like 3 times out here. So,
oh yeah,
why don't you go first, somebody?
Okay, so like one of the first times I ever saw snow was in Bryanhead, and I wasn't. I mean, I don't know a whole lot of smart like 8-year-olds. I really don't. And I had gone out and I didn't really know what black ice was. And bro, I just kept on eating shit, like just eating it. And my dad was like, bro, pick up your shoe, walk like a normal human being, figure it out. And bro, I like slipped 8 times on my ass. And so bad to the point where I literally just had a bloody nose, like, and a bloody nose in the cold hurts so bad, bro. So bad. But that's like the worst story that I've ever had with weather. I've had like an earthquake happen here. last year, which was kind of funny. And
I was in and out, and I just saw like lights shaking. I like stopped. I was like, I looked around for a minute. Everyone was like, they had the same look on their face. I'm like, is this a fucking earthquake?
Bro, so when that happened last year, I was sitting on my couch and like, you guys all know I had like that reclining couch a little bit like that. So I honestly thought I was like fucking up the recliner or something like that. So I was like, bro, why is my ass shaking right now? Like, what's going on? And then my dog, bro, like my dog, like Jet literally looked me in my eye and like he pissed a little bit. And I was like,
yeah.
And I just kind of looked around. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? And that was it. But bro, nothing goes up in Las Vegas. Like, it's cool when we see rain.
Yeah, barely.
You know what I mean? People, that's it. Like, yeah. I don't. It's fucking stellar 110 degree weather. I don't know.
For real.
I don't have anything crazy either. When we were in Reno, I was with Stoy, who was also on the podcast. We were in his BMW, and our house was kind of on this hill. We were driving up, and his car just stopped, slowly started going back. And we had just came through the gate, so the gate's closing. And I try to hop out, and I hop out and slip. And Stoy does the same thing, and his car just slowly rolls and hits the gate. And we couldn't get it up, so we had to push it a little bit and then throw the e-brake on. And then
story of my life. Couldn't get it up, had to push it up a little bit and pull the e-brake. Story of my life.
Yeah, that's a life lesson right there. Yeah. But for me, man, I lived in Chicago, Baltimore. Baltimore has like nasty weather. So does Chicago, honestly. When it snows, it's all disgusting sometimes. But one, because you guys are talking about snow. To me, weather in Chicago, there's like tornadoes. Tornado warnings. And there was one time, I think I was like in fourth or fifth grade. Yeah, and we used to get carpooled home by one family every week. And I remember we were like, you could tell it was like forming. I thought it was fucking nice and sunny, and out of nowhere, dark clouds come by. So wind starts picking up, and the neighbor lady, she had a minivan, drove us home. And then she saw that shit, because we see fucking garbage cans, like, we're fucking running across the fucking street. And she's like, just get inside and go to your basement, safest place to be. Like, all right. So she drops us off, backs the fuck up, because, you know, she's about to go down.
Mm-hmm.
And fucking, I'm trying to put the key in the door, and my sister's, like, crying, because, like, wind's blowing everywhere, like, shaking cars. And I can't get the key in the, like, to turn for some reason. That day just didn't want to work. So I just bust the fucking door. And it was a nice door. It was like a wooden door with like those like nice glass things.
Jesus.
I don't know how much I weighed by then, but right through the fucking door.
Yeah.
My dad comes home. The fuck is this?
Hey, the great ones at Chess.
The wind was gone by then. He's like, you couldn't stand a little bit of wind? And I was like, brother. I was afraid for my life.
Fucking whole tornadoes right, happen in the background.
The trees fucking coming out of the ground. Like
the next door neighbor's house is fucking... put the shit and everything like that. You couldn't wait in the wind.
Yeah.
Okay, so I had, when you told that story, I had one more that was that. So it's more to do with what I did again, but had something to do with weather. So for those of you guys that don't know, I sleep in my chonies. Like I feel weird if you sleep with clothes on, like actual, like full pants, shirt, underwear. Like I just feel weird if you do
like
that
every
like,
night.
You know what I mean? Like, can you get get comfortable? Like, try to sleep. True, you know what I mean? If you put a hoodie on while you sleep, you are a different breed. Like,
no, for real.
Wow. But so I sleep with my chonies on, and I was visiting Indianapolis, and at that age, I was a chronic sleepwalker. Mm. And I've told only like a select few people about the story. So I was sleeping over at a friend's house, like a family friend's house and stuff. And like, I knew the whole outlet of the neighborhood because we had played out all outside and everything like that. And I sleepwalk, unlocked the door, and it was -2 outside.
I heard this story.
And I walked outside, no shoes, no nothing, and started just pounding on doors, bro. Pounding on doors like, let me in, let me in, let me in.
Jeez.
And I finally like snapped out of it. And bro, my nipples were on X game mode, bro. Like hard as a fucking rock.
People probably thought you were on drugs.
Bro, my balls were like just shriveled up. And like I'm 8 or 9 years old. Like a lot of shit happened at 8 years old. Let's just keep it a buck.
My mental age.
But bro, I just remember we flew back home and I got so sick, bro. Like I got so sick when I came back home because I mean, I don't think going in your chonies at age eight and -2 degree weather is very beneficial for you. But I just remember, like, that was one time I actually experienced real life cold. Yeah. Because, like, if you say 40 degrees is cold out here, and then you go to someone that lives back east or something like that, they'll be like, oh, dude, you're so fucking soft. You know?
Yeah. Well, there's another time in Baltimore when it starts snowing, and they have, like, it's not like nice snow, like nice fluffy snow you see. It's like that, like, sleet almost. Yeah. But it is, like, it does stick to the ground, doesn't melt. And it kind of happens out of nowhere. It'll snow. And I remember my mom was picking me up from, it was like hockey practice or something. And we're in a Yukon, 2002 Yukon. And everyone's driving fucking slow, especially my mom. My dad told, she knows how to drive in the snow weather from Chicago, whatever. But it got to one point where I think she pressed the gas a little too hard. And our car was doing 360s in the middle of the fucking, like, freeway. And then, you know, she was fucking freaking out for her life. But all you can do now is just, like, you know, run, like, roll with the punches.
Yeah, you're not supposed
once
to
your car stay, yeah, once your car stops, drive away slowly. Yeah. And it was just like, anytime you press the brakes, your car fucking goes 10 feet, you know, sliding.
Bro, losing control of your car's top five, one of the biggest fears. Like, I've had that shit happen twice in the rain.
The rain here.
And I was driving that Xterra, bro. Like, you knew that shit, two-wheel drive. Like, that car had already, you know, I wasn't so worried about the car, but I was more worried about, like, what was going to happen. Because if you guys have heard any podcast stories about that Xterra, that shit was bionic. But,
it's a good fly.
Dude, it was honestly probably a transformer. I'm not going to lie. But of fuel efficiency. But, bro, losing control of your car, awful. Like, that split 2.3 seconds of you spinning and doing donuts. Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Wow. It's an adrenaline rush, though, too. Like, when you get out of it and then you just, like, you're probably on the freeway or on the road and you know that, like, at least six people saw and you just act like nothing ever happened.
What are you supposed to do, right?
Like, bro, I get that stage fright. Like, okay, that dude for sure just saw me spin out, almost lose my entire life, and then I'm just going to go about my day normally.
Right. Now, another thing I had was in Chicago, same house where they fucking broke the door. Flash flood out of nowhere, basement, grandpa woke up fucking swimming. Oh, what the fuck? Our backyard, like, it was, we had a big backyard, all grass, fucking turned into a lake type shit. Like, we had, like, there's, like, people in canoes on the street. That's how crazy it was.
Yeah, dude, I've
never seen something like that. I've never had any other, like, when it's, like, here in Vegas, it rains, it's like fucking flash flood.
Yeah.
Now, like, you know, your fucking phone's blowing up with warnings. Dude, in Illinois, they don't give a fuck. Like, you got a flood. Grandpa was walking out with buckets from the basement.
Have you guys ever played in, like, actual rain?
No.
Yeah.
We played that when we played Miami Central. And that shit was, bro, it sucked. Like, one, I have really sensitive feet, which I sound like such a female, but whenever my feet get, like, even if we do dishes at Dickies, if my socks or whatever get wet, I get so itchy.
Yeah.
And we were playing Miami Central on ESPN, bro. And, like, that entire game, my feet were just on X game mode. Like, and I was slipping all over. Like, I looked like I got mixed at least six times. And it was just, I couldn't get, this was, like, the first time, like, turf and rain don't go well together at all.
No.
And then you get it all up in your mouth and everything like that.
Can't get it out.
It's all bad, bro. But, like, football and rain sucks when you're a defender, like when you play on defense, because you're just getting so messy, bro, and then it just, you're itchy and you feel like shit, and then you're just sitting there like, bro, can this fucking game do any better? And then your offense isn't doing shit because they can't throw the ball. It's just, bro, it was the worst. I remember playing that game and being like, we didn't get out of that game until midnight because we had like a 3-hour delay. And I just remember sitting there being like, this is fucking awful. Yeah. Like, I don't ever want to do this again. And then the next day, sunny, like nothing ever happened, and we lost, and it was like the worst thing ever.
I'll say one thing, bro. There's no better, like, feeling than, and it's only happened to me in Baltimore because they're so, like, anal about weather there. And when you wake up,
big sex guy,
yeah, when you see, like, the no school because of inclement weather warning, or like no warning, like a notification, and your school's, like, closed for that day, you're like, fuck yes, you know,
snow dude, you're day. Lucky. We never had that.
I know
that
you
shit.
Guys are so unlike. Like, it Reno was so fun to have those, you know. There's like one time of the whole week we didn't go to school.
Reno had that, bro. When I went there, it was snowing. My teacher didn't give a fuck. My teacher didn't give a fuck. He was like, get your ass to class now.
Yeah. Walk.
Bro, awful. And I didn't bring, like, I wasn't really acclimated. I had literally these were like my most thick, thick boy sweats I had, bro. That sucks, walking to class across campus from your dorm room. And then I was living in Nye, bro, and they didn't have the best air system coming in there. Dude, it's awful. Fucking chin chattering and shit. It was awful. I hated that shit. Moved back to Vegas with some real AC.
There you go. Those are our weather stories. And that's just about it. We're going to wrap it up from here on. Thank you guys for listening. Go check out our previous episodes. Show some love and support. Go on our gram at Two Inches Deep Podcast and on our Twitter at Two Inches Deep Tweet. Show us some love there. Retweet our stuff, like our stuff, repost our stuff, and we'll show you some love back. But that's gonna be it from us tonight. We'll see you guys on Wednesday for Real Life Wednesdays. Peace out.